coming in as Lou Hewitt-Dyke centered it.
Going on there.
Scores! Roll the highlight reel. 6-0 Flames.
You can't put it in the wind column.
Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby.
This is Flames Talk with Pat Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hey, happy Monday. It is a Monday, May 5th. And we're underway on Flames Talk. The sports drive is underway, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. The moving sale is on now. Save big on safe, smart locks, keypads, and more. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com. With Wes Gilbertson of Post Media, my name is Pat Steinberg, and the 2025 NHL Draft Lottery has been completed. The Calgary Flames did not win either of the drawings, and thus will draft at 16th overall, or at the very least, that's where their pick will end up slotting. But because of the Sean Monahan trade from three summers ago now, that pick will transfer to the Montreal Canadiens, so the Flames will own the 18th overall selection, originally owned by the New Jersey Devils as their first pick in the 2025 NHL Draft. Pat and Wes with you. Hello, Wes. And let's go down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline, a part of the draft lottery coverage on Sportsnet and ESPN. And now on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline for a few minutes is our buddy Sam Cosentino from Sportsnet and Sportsnet.ca. Sammy, that was a lot of fun being a part of that draft lottery show that you were just a part of. That was pretty good theater, my friend.
You know what? It's interesting because Steve Mayer is in charge of content here. At the end of last year's draft lottery, he and a small group of people, along with John Buchacrass, did some things that predicted what was going to happen moving forward in terms of, hey, we see so much drama in the room, we want to put that drama out on TV. And with this rehearsal that they did, he thought, yeah, you know what? It looks pretty cool, but how are you going to pull it off? In the meantime, the National Hockey League worked on a number of things, the technology, the interfacing, the updating of the real-time odds to get it to what you saw today. And honestly, I don't think it could have worked out any better than it did. The whole league was here in rehearsal all day long. They were trying to get it to the point where the drama would be created. And then, of course, you go with a team that's in the 10 hole that goes up to 1. Utah, sitting outside of the top 12, ends up moving up all the way to number 4. With the 14th spot. So really interesting and neat stuff. Great drama for the viewer. The fact that we were able to put some commercials in at the right time just continued to build that drama. And honestly, I thought it went off like unbelievably well. I know there's a huge buzz here still in the NHL Network studios with everyone talking about what's happened, checking their phone, looking at text messages and that sort of thing. But we're in a little celebration from behind as everyone's looking at Steve Mayer's phone.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And congratulations for being a part of it, Sammy. Thanks for spending a little time with us. We won't keep you too long here. But, hey, the Flames select at number 18 overall, and the belief is they need to find a center iceman, and that is what so many fans in this market are hoping they target with their first pick in this year's draft. In your mind, what type of player might be available for them in that number 18 slot?
So here's a guy I'm thinking about. His name is Jack Nesbitt. He just won a gold medal with Canada at the under-18s, plays on a Windsor team. He's kind of a two-way guy who may not project as a number one center, but I think his ceiling is a 3C ceiling is a 2C with his baseman as a 3C. But does everything well, really good in front of the net, hand-eye coordination, tipping pucks, rebounds, that sort of thing. He's the type of guy that with his size and a little bit of bite in his game that I think Craig Conroy will like and just add to that bigger profile down the middle of the ice. So he's one guy that I think is right in that neighborhood right now that comes to the top of mind playing with a really good Windsor program that should do a little bit more damage next year.
What's your read on Ben Kindle of the Calgary Hitmen? I know there's a lot of people who are in this market hey, that would be a really nice place for the Flames to select. Would he still be around at number 18? And do you see him projecting as an NHL center?
I do. I mean, the size is going to be a little bit of a concern, but he's proven that he has no problem being in the mix and being around it and being all over it. So I think some of those concerns are mitigated in that regard. I think Kindle is going to be right in that neighborhood. I would say he enters the conversation at 15, probably doesn't get past number 22, but a guy that I really like because of his high compete and his ability to produce points.
We're chatting with Sam Cosentino of Sportsnet, joining us here on Flames Talk after the 2025 NHL Draft Lottery is complete. It's Pat Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson along with you.
Sam, I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here because we just watched the lottery. We just saw how the chips sort of fall. But now that we do know the order up top, how do you see that maybe top three or top four unfolding?
So, Wes, I'll start with the Islanders, and I look at their forward group. Think about Danny Nelson, big down the middle of the ice. Cal Ritchie, who they got in the trade from Colorado, again, size down the middle of the ice with the ability to play a skilled game. And then you have Cole Iserman, who's a scoring winger. So up front, I think they're well suited right now. And then I think about Noah Dobson and his progression. And Matthew Schaefer reminds me a lot of him, although Dobson's being a righty and Schaefer being a lefty. But in terms of their size, their ability to bring offense to the table, play with a little bite, they look to me like similar players. Now, at the start of the year, I picked Dobson as being my Norris guy. He got banged up and injured, but I thought he had a really good end to the season when he came back from injury. So I look at the New York Islanders going the way of Matthew Schaefer. When I look at the number two selection with the San Jose Sharks, I can't help but think the chemistry that Michael Mesa has with Ivan Chernyshov, who was a number first-round pick last year, one of three first-rounders for San Jose. They played together at various points this year. Of course, Mesa with his 62 goals and 134 points. It's nice to have instant chemistry and probably play another year with another prospect that's San Jose property. So I see that being a fit there. When you get to the third pick in the Chicago Blackhawks, I do think that they want to add to their forward depth. I think about James Higgins in that spot, but there's going to be a couple of guys that enter the conversation. For me, the surprise guy and maybe the guy that no one's talking about is Caleb Desnoyer of the Moncton Wildcats. The QMJHL doesn't usually get a ton of respect in scouting circles. Hey, they haven't had a first-round pick out of that league in each of the last 2 years. Desnoyer is going to change that. He's going to change it in a big way. I think he surprises a lot of people. This guy's got big mitts. He can play the game any way you want it. And, yes, of course, he does have skill. So when I'm thinking about the number three pick, Chicago, you get a forward who can do a lot of different things, including a high compete and a high work ethic. I think he's the guy who fits in that number three spot. So that's how I see it shaking down. I mean, you got Anton Frandell in the mix. You got Porter Marton as a power forward in the mix. You got James Higgins, of course. We talked to him. There's not, like, I think the world of James Higgins, I think he's just a marvelous player. So I don't think any of those three players on top of Desnoyer would be the wrong way to go sitting in the 3-hole for Chicago. But I think they want to have a little size. I think about Ollie Moore, sort of on the smaller side. Frank Nazar, sort of on the smaller side. Bedard, same sort of thing. I think Desnoyer is going to grow to be like a 6'2", 200-pound guy, and that's why I think he's going to be a fit there at number three for Chicago.
Sam, I just want to circle back on, you know, Pat asked you about who could maybe be a target for the Flames at 18. He talked about Jack Nesbitt. I'm curious, like, for listeners in Calgary, for Flames fans who are sort of laser focused on that pivot position, how deep do you see this first round of the draft being up the middle?
The way I look at it is there are a lot of skilled, speedy centers who are like average size to slightly below average. And I think that's a concern for a lot of teams when you look at the recency bias, the way that the playoffs are going. And in that regard, that pool is a bit smaller. And so that's why I look at Nesbitt and say he's probably a guy who fits in that spot. I think in a lot of other drafts, maybe he's in that 25 range, but I think with this draft class and there being a lot of kind of smallish, I don't want to say smallish, but average size guys, I think he fits the bill there. And so I characterize this draft as being that. You know, I think about Cole Reschne, I think about Ben Kindle, I think about Victor Eklund, you know, even Frandell at 6 foot. So there's a James Higgins at 5'10", 5'11". There's a lot of these guys of very similar average size. And so for me, the bigger guys are going to jump off the page. Nesbitt would be one of those. Maybe not as high-end offensively, but there are a lot of other elements to his game that I really like.
Sammy, last one for you. We really appreciate the time on this Monday afternoon, Monday evening. But the last one for you, just give us your kind of prep now between now and next month's draft. We're less than 2 months away. I've been keeping up at sportsnet.ca on your monthly rankings. What's kind of what's the process for you as we move towards draft weekend in LA?
Be a mock draft coming up here in the next half hour. I just got to put some finishing touches on that of the top 16 picks based on tonight's lottery findings. And then from there, they'll start to get into phone call, video, emails, texts with the coaches and the like. Jason Bukla, my colleague, just got back from the under 18s. We'll probably have a debrief together over a couple of cold pops. And then it gets into the draft combine, which is one of my favorite events. A couple of days in Buffalo, some good meals, some good connection with our draft group there. And then, of course, we move into the middle stages of June, just continue to grind and see what stories I can unearth about these wonderful young players. And then get to L.A., hopefully get one day on the front or back end to play a little golf, and all game time after that.
Love it. Get out of here. Congratulations on a great show, Sammy. Thanks for a little bit of insight and joining us. I know you got a tight window, but boy, really appreciate it, my man. It's always good to catch up with you. We will definitely talk to you again as we move towards the draft, hey?
Right on, brother. Thanks a lot. Good talking to you, Wes. Good talking to you, Steiny. Take care, guys.
Sam Cosentino, you're the man. Sportsnet, sportsnet.ca. His latest rankings from March are available for you at sportsnet.ca. As he said, mock draft coming up, and a whole lot more from Sam Cosentino, who joined us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline, serving the best pizza, pasta, steaks, and ribs for over half a century. Dine in at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast, or call 403-248-3344 for pickup or delivery. It's Pat and Wes this hour on Flames Talk. An eventful last little bit if you're the Calgary Flames. So in the last little bit, it's just after 5:50 p.m. Calgary time if you're listening live, and just for a little bit of a reference if you're listening on the podcast. And so right around 5:20 or so, the Flames found out they didn't win the first drawing of the lottery balls. Then they found out about 5 minutes later, even with a 9.1% chance going into the final ball, they didn't win the second drawing either. So they found out that they would be drafting 16th overall. Before that, they also found out that Dustin Wolf was a Calder Trophy finalist, which is not surprising. In fact, none of what happened in the last hour or so is surprising, Wes, and yet it is significant news. Dustin Wolf, Calder Trophy finalist.
Yep.
Congratulations to number 32. And on top of
first for the Flames since Johnny Gaudreau.
Since Johnny.
2015.
Yeah, 2015, the NHL Awards win. He finished behind Aaron Ekblad and Mark Stone in voting for the Calder Trophy that year.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the Flames also find out that they will keep their pick and thus transfer their pick to, or their pick will stay at 16, rather, and thus will transfer to the Montreal Canadiens, which means Montreal holds the 16th and 17th overall selection.
Right.
New Jersey slated to go at 18, which is a pick the Flames own. So the top 18 picks are now set as well, with Montreal holding 17 and New Jersey drafting 18.
And well, it would have been great if the Flames could have gotten a little bit of luck and moved up to number 6. I think the fact that the, and I'm using air quotes here, plummet was from 16th to 18th overall, in the sense of, you know, there was a lot of consternation in this market about, this is going to be worst case scenario. The Flames are going to miss the playoffs and flip that pick to Montreal. And that is indeed what happened. And yet, when you're picking 18 and the pick that you sent out the door was 16, I think there's a little consolation there. And I don't have this all confused. I know that if they still had that pick, they would have picked 16 and 18. But, you know, we're talking about a trade that was made a couple years ago. And I think everyone can take a little bit of solace in the fact that this wasn't a worst case scenario by any stretch.
Are you of the opinion that the Flames need to select a center iceman with that 18th overall selection?
I am of the opinion that the Flames need to select a center iceman in the first round. That being said, if they feel like there's sort of a a plateau there? Like if they feel like there's a pack of four or five centers that they don't see a lot of difference in, and they wanted to grab somebody else at 18, I wouldn't go bananas. I think it makes sense to take a center, but you know, Sam Cosentino knows a whole lot more about Ben Kindle than I do. I sort of see him as a right winger at the pro level. Let's say that's a guy they want. And let's not forget, with all the chatter about how they need centers, that they're still going to need some right shot forwards at some point. If you see Kindle as a right wing, but you want to take him, let's say at 18, as long as you circle back right away and get a center with Florida's pick, I'd be fine with that too.
Yep.
Jack, the reality is you're not getting the cornerstone center at 18 or 20, whatever, unless you really hit a home run.
Yep. Right now, you heard Sam mention the name Jack Nesbitt. He is ranked 15 in Sam's most recent rankings from March. So Jack Nesbitt of the Windsor Spitfires is a name he mentioned. Also in that mix, at number 16, he has Brady Martin of Sault Ste. Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Kindle, 17, of the Calgary Hitmen.
And I think Brady Martin's a guy after U18s that is not going to be around in that 17.
Sounds like he's going to take
a little bit of a riser for sure.
Cole Reshny's a guy he's got at number 22. Braden Coots, Reshny, of course, of the Victoria Royals. Braden Coots of the Seattle Thunderbirds, he has at 23, who could also be potential targets for the Flames in that mix as well.
Yeah, and I'm drawing a blank on the first name, but Potter, who plays with the Arizona State University Sun Devils, been a guy kind of thrown around in that mix as well.
Yeah. Cullen Potter, correct. Just, again, center iceman. He's ranked number 31 in Sam's most recent rankings, but he'll have new rankings coming out shortly. These most recent ones were done in March over at sportsnet.ca. Wes Gilbertson is on Twitter at Wes Gilbertson. Shan Virgie, Cam Hughes have been our outstanding producers on this Monday, and we start to wrap things up this hour. This hour has been the Sports Drive, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. The moving sale is on now. Save big on safes, smart locks, keypads, and more. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com.